Everyone, just someone talk for 1 minute so yeah. I can figure it out.
How's everyone doing? You just turn my mic on.
Okay, four.
So,
hello, hello.
Oh, yeah, we good?
Wait, let's get the volume up.
Hey, yeah, we're good.
Are we good?
There we go.
Is my mic on?
Yep, you're on.
Okay, no, I just turned it. Oh, volume.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay. Hi, everyone.
How's everyone doing tonight?
This is So Fresh, So Fine with C139, except for you only have Real Deal. And tonight we have some special guests. They're really important to me. Our main guest, of course, is John Berger.
Hello, it's great to be here.
He's from Brisbane. And our second favorite guest here is Cam. Cam of Dana and Cam's Yams.
Yes, this is a really special moment for me. Just
yeah, I mean, it's a fun collab we're having right
it's
now.
It's a really nice group. Yeah.
So WMFO collab.
I feel it.
So Fresh, So Fine, and Cam's Yams. What more can you ask for?
Exactly.
You forgot to introduce
yes,
me.
Yes, and we have another person.
Wait, have you ever listened to what's on Kiss FM? The 96.5 Kiss FM.
Delilah.
Kiss it.
Delilah. But then, who's the morning show?
I don't know.
Well,
okay, so we're all out of breath because we did not get here on time.
Still didn't get a proper introduction.
Oh, sorry. This is, what's your DJ name?
I'm going to go with my middle school, no, fifth grade rap name for when I rap my student council speech, Lil J.
Lil J, okay.
That's it.
John, what's your name?
My name is John Berger.
Okay, but you need your DJ name.
My DJ name is Mr.
Mr. G.
Mr. G.
Mr. G's in the house.
Mr. G. It's nice and fresh with Mr.
And,
G.
And Cam, of course, is Cam.
Cam Yam.
Keep it Cam up. Yam. Cam Yam. We need to find the Ox. Ox one, we have that. So we're going to start out the day. Oh, our theme, of course, is the debate. And none of us has watched the debate. So
I watched about 25 minutes of it.
So we're all going to check Facebook debate during our session. And we're gonna talk to you about America and the future and the debate.
And yeah, and what we can expect in this election, who's gonna win?
Right, right.
We are
gonna give final predictions. Everyone is gonna give a prediction. It's all gonna be a good time.
And one of us is an in on the elections campaign and knows the winner already.
Okay.
We're gonna drop that knowledge tonight. Okay, everyone.
Okay. Get perfect. Ready. Just get excited, everyone. Okay, so we're going to start the night off super patriotic. Sorry, we are on 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome to the show.
Let's go.
I'm required to do that, clearly. It's definitely out of character.
You're ruining the illusion.
Okay, so this is the Star Spangled Banner. So if everyone could take their hats off, put their hands over their hearts, and love one another. Okay, let's get this started. Hit the track. By the hold on. Oh, this is a good one. Okay.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming?
Wow, what a song.
That was great.
It took me on a journey. So everyone is picking their... you got it the wrong way. Should be up there. Just make sure your things are the right way. We are picking a tweet that we want to talk about.
Hey, Rob.
Huh?
I have a tweet selected.
Okay.
So this tweet comes from an Anna from my hometown of Newtown, Pennsylvania. And it says, once again, no mention of the clowns. So I genuinely would like to know what the clown policy is for both candidates, because I want a candidate who is...
Oh. Continue.
I want a candidate who is tough on clowns.
Okay.
I don't feel safe. I am scared.
You might have to switch your things.
And these clowns need to go.
Oh, no. Okay, continue talking.
So... One thing about the clowns that really creeps me out is that as an American Horror Story fan, we all are aware of the disaster that was Freak Show. So I'm not particularly scared of the clowns per se, more as they serve as a constant reminder of what happens when Ryan Murphy doesn't think his plot's through. American Horror Story Season 4 Freak Show. Is it 4? 4.
No one cares.
It's a prime example of this.
Honestly, no one cares.
You told me to stall.
Okay, we've figured it out.
Okay.
Hey, everyone.
We fixed the problem.
The tweet. John, do you have a tweet? Cam, tweet?
Yeah, I have a tweet.
I have a tweet.
John has his tweet.
Lisa Marie Booth at Real Donald Trump. Hashtag at Real Donald Trump.
Okay.
Won the debate tonight. This election just keeps getting crazier. Hashtag debates 2016.
Okay.
I just really like she's so out of touch. And I can't do this Australian thing anymore.
No. Continue.
Okay.
Cam, do you have a tweet?
Yeah, so I actually have an article from The Onion that...
Okay, we only get the title.
Yeah. Only I'm not gonna read everything on air. I am a spoken word artist, but okay. I usually do that on the side.
Okay, thanks.
Anderson Cooper begins debate by giving Trump opportunity to explain what is wrong with him. And I think it's like a really good way of painting the picture of knowing what's going on right now. It's
good
to see.
Is. It really is. Thanks, Cam. So my tweet is from our great friend Isaac at Guns N' Roses 1. He tweeted, "Turning debate off. Watching Lilo Stitch instead." Wow.
Two, Stitch has a glitch.
Stitch does have a glitch. That is an issue.
It's a bit of a problem.
It's a bit of an issue. So we're finding a song right now.
National Anthem by Lana Del Rey.
Okay.
It's our real national anthem.
It's the real national anthem.
Yeah, there's a lot going on Facebook right now with... the debate.
Oh, maybe we should go to Facebook. Next time, we'll get Facebook.
I'll find my uncles.
I'm currently watching a video that has to deal with a debate about one of your friends who, like, farts a lot.
Oh, perfect. Let's get that to after the next song.
Okay, I got you.
Okay, so as Robert Toscano would say, we really wanted him to show through tonight, but he couldn't. God bless him. Hit the track.
Run the track. Oh, my God. Yes.
Comparing this is clean. I'm not... It is, right?
Not explicit.
Okay, we're good.
Okay, one second.
Bye, kids.
Tell me you're
Hey guys.
We're back.
We're back. I was going to say a word, but we're not. We don't have to say that anymore. So welcome back to So Fresh, So Fine with C139. Tonight is a special night. It's not So Fresh, So Fine. It's Emily and the Gays. So welcome, Gays.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
You're supposed to say thanks, Emily.
Thanks, Emily.
Thanks, Emily.
Hey.
Hi.
So right now we're on Facebook.
Oh, wow. I'm actually on Instagram, but they own my Facebook, so it's like the same thing.
Perfect. Okay. Really? Who's got a post? No one, not all at once. All
right,
Facebook owns everything.
Yeah. Well, wait, who had a tweet? Someone had a tweet.
Sorry.
Cam had a tweet.
I have a post from the official Sean Penn on Facebook.
Twitter.
On Instagram.
Okay.
And she made the great comment.
Sean Penn?
Official Sean Penn.
Okay.
It's run by a woman, though.
Okay.
So it's not that official. So official Sean Penn Instagrammed a picture of Montreal, I'm sorry, Toronto Mayor Rob Ford.
Okay.
Was in the audience of the debate today.
Wow.
But he died somewhere around a year ago.
Wait, what?
Who fact died? Check.
So
fact check.
Yeah. So
fact check.
It is currently a big thing right now that Rob Ford is the new Tupac.
Oh.
Yeah. So I think that's an interesting thing just to bring up.
That is culturally relevant.
Yeah, it is.
Tupac died recently, of course.
Recently. Around never.
Never, yeah.
Because he's still alive.
So just some contemporary art. John, what's your thing?
I don't have anything about the debate, but my grandpa just learned how to post on Facebook.
What are you saying?
Let me see. I lost it.
Okay.
Francis King.
Okay.
He says, "My very best wishes, Amy, for a great birthday and many, many more days of joy and happiness."
Oh, aww. That's interesting. Do you think he was talking about Amy Winehouse by any chance?
Yes.
Rip in peace.
She's
gone too soon.
Francis knows. He knows.
Francis. He knows. Okay. Do, 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 do.
This is...
Okay, Jacob, post.
Yeah, I'm really slacking. Let me go. I have another tweet.
So, do you think that Hillary Clinton's kind of reminds you of Barbara Streisand?
Yes. Mm-hmm,
yes. Yes. I was thinking about that.
Yeah, she had the outfit on everything. It was very
today,
impressive.
I didn't
yeah.
even look at her outfit.
It was really good. I like it. Yes. Always, Hillary's rocking
the
her
little
eyes.
White.
Yeah, the white on out. White.
Yeah, really okay. good.
She was. I think she hit up a white party right before and was like, fine, oh, yeah. shoot, I have to go to these.
And it worked out to
shoot,
her advantage.
Like, yeah.
And it
like,
did. She rocked it.
Good for her.
Little,
good
yeah.
for her.
She was cat.
Oh,
relaxed.
I see it now. That's bold.
That's bold.
Who do we think was the designer? Not Chanel.
I feel like she got from Black House White Market.
Oh, that's really? It.
That's a really
that's
good
it.
Place.
That's
oh,
a great.
Melina Trump.
My mom likes
Trump
it.
Yeah, Melina Trump did style Hillary's.
And you could tell. She looked good.
Here's a tweet from someone else from the lovely area of Bucks County, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And it says, the people running this debate are Democrats. I don't know if that means the Democrats are doing very well or that he's accusing the moderators of bias. Probably the latter.
The latter.
Yeah.
I actually have a good way of rounding that discussion out, though.
Okay.
So, I also saw a recent tweet that was like, Donald Trump must be hating this right now. A gay and two women are telling him when and not to talk.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. You couldn't even follow
me. Wow.
And now three gays and Emily are going to
we're going to talk about
sick
it.
Sick beats.
This sick beat is a good old throwback. Here on 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Reform Radio. I really don't have to say that right now. It's not part of my job.
Stop.
But this
I
sick
like
beat
when she
is by Miley Cyrus.
Yes.
It's called Party in the USA.
In the USA. I
Hit
wanted to say it too.
The track.
With a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, excess. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man turned on the radio. And a Jay-Z song was on. And a Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. So I put my hands up to play my song. The butterflies fly away. Nodding my head like yeah. Moving my hips like yeah. Got my hands up to play my song. You know I'm gonna be okay. Yeah. It's a party in the USA. Yeah. It's a party in the USA. Get to the club in my taxi cab. Everybody's looking at me now. Like, who's that chick that's rocking kicks? She gotta be from out of town. So hard with my girls not around me. It's definitely not a Nashville party. Cause all I see is the letters. I guess I never got the memo. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. It's when the DJ drummed my favorite tune. And the Britney song was on. And the Britney song was on. And a Britney song was on. So I put my hands up to play my song. The butterflies fly away. Nodding my head like yeah.
What a hit.
My sister could dance all of that to that song.
Yeah, I mean, we all could, so. Where is the... Who wants to make the ad?
I'll do it.
Cam will do it.
So, I have two quick PSAs for everyone today.
Okay. Yeah, first, Cam, just stall for a little bit while you find the ad.
So, first, I saw this great informational, like, video, you know, like, one of those insider videos things. It was about how there will be probably zero babies being born 9 months from today.
Oh.
Interesting. Isn't that fun
that's,
to think about?
That's such a funny statistic.
It is. Because
it's
unlike,
funny.
Unlike the...
National holiday, Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day, which is a very popular sex
9
day.
Months from now.
But also, isn't there a screw tonight?
Yes, there is screw tonight.
That's a good transition.
Field hockey screw, Focky Screw, it's tonight. And that's where our great friend, Gigi Tutone, co-host, Vitamin G.
Former lover.
Not by me. But by...
By me,
of course.
Last night.
By all of us.
Okay, everyone. Yeah, so she's at Screw, which is like a formal event. And so that's why she couldn't make it. So that's why I replaced one straight woman with three gay men.
Because that's how the math adds up.
Because that's how it rolls here at So Fresh, So Fine. So, Cam, did you find a...
I did, and it's actually very applicable to the debate tonight.
Oh, perfect.
It is, it can tie us all together. There's something very dangerous in your home.
We just did that. We already did that last
twice
last
already.
Week.
And it's called a bad attitude.
Ladders, people. Stay safe.
Stay safe. But I actually found something also very applicable to the debate last night.
Anyway, the tweet that I brought to the table was a picture of them both talking into a microphone saying, "Baby, it's cold outside."
Yes, I saw that.
That was a very popular tweet.
It was.
Isaac showed it to us on his own phone.
And then showed it to me by sending it to me via group message.
Yeah, so he was really into that one. So shout out to Isaac.
And speaking of Isaac Rosen, that brings up a lot of topics about, like, alcohol.
Oh.
And so I have a good... informational PSA for everyone today.
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
So drinking alcohol can actually drinking alcoholic beverages before pregnancy can lead to pregnancy.
Oh no.
But there are many different kinds of effective birth control available these days.
That's wonderful. That's to hear. Really
nice. And you can find out more about them by visiting bedsider.org.
Wow.
Look that up right now.
This is a public service message from WMFO in Medford. Tufts. Educational radio.
Educational and freeform. Don't forget the freeform.
Because it's a mix of both.
Right.
And that's how you learn.
Right. So, like, we educate you and we freeform you.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Speaking of freeform.
Okay.
Have you been watching freeform?
No. ABC Family. Yes.
Of course I have.
Do you remember that whole trend in, like, 2007 when everything was just about teenage pregnancy?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
The pregnancy pact. Degrassi.
Juno.
The pregnancy pact.
The
pregnancy
Secret Life of the American Teenager.
Secret. That's what I was going to say.
Exactly.
The pregnancy pact was a very, like, grounding.
Teen Mom.
Oh, my God. Teen Mom fell off the face of the map.
Teen Mom 2.
That was when E was at its prime.
I thought that was on MTV.
Teen Mom was on MTV.
Yeah, that was on its MTV.
It was low-class MTV.
I just transitioned to that topic based on freeform because Secret Life of the American Teenager, of course, is what really brought ABC Family to the table for me, at least.
Really?
Oh, wow.
I never watched it, but I just remember the
concept.
I'm going
to actually discount that. Fact check.
Fact check.
I was brought to ABC Family by Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Ooh. Oh.
So that was a constant watch for me. So
I liked the weekend movie, the movie marathons. That I really loved that about ABC Family.
Yeah. Only when they have Harry Potter, to be honest.
Sure. Okay, so I did watch the Harry Potter ones, but then
they
you got some
Pixar
other
ones.
Good movie weekends.
Pixar.
And when they have all the Halloween towns and stuff like that.
She was hot. Marnie was hot.
Marnie, she...
They replaced her in the final Halloween.
The final Halloween. It was upsetting for all of us.
We all noticed. And it was just really upsetting. You have this...
Accent.
You lock half this girl and you just grow to like love her.
And whatever. Then she's gone.
And then she's just like gone, and it's so sad.
We can
it's
agree so that sad. The real
it's
star
so
was
not quiche.
So not quiche.
Debbie
it's
Reynolds so is the grandmother.
Mono is
really?
Quiche.
I think she was the real star.
Yes, what's quiche?
Ham and cheese.
Ham and cheese. And, oh my God. And some
Wait,
eggs.
I also just want to drop some facts going on right
okay.
now.
Okay.
The CDC records that there's been a 9% drop in teenage pregnancies since 2007. So
that's so impressive. That's maybe really because is. Of our good old friend Barack Obama.
Actually, uh-huh. I did.
He's a fan of our show. Actually, long time listener,
and someone who wrote a research paper for Community Health One on teenage pregnancy in Latinas. It turns out that the shows in 2007, during that whole scare, actually
scared
contributed. To a decline in teenage pregnancy rates.
Oh, to the decline. I thought you meant the incline. I was like, that's
no.
just so sad.
No.
No one wants to be Michelle.
You hate
or
to hear that.
Does not imply causation. I think that those shows were detrimental to our youth.
I'll give you my research, John, if you want to question it right
no
now
research.
On the air. I'll give it to you.
More accents.
Are you peer-reviewed?
I am actually not. I'm in the process of getting my introduction to Community Health.
We need an accent.
Sorry. I'm just asking if you are peer-reviewed.
I'm in the process of getting it published.
Yes, by the National Health Institute.
Oh,
she's
very
speaking
fine.
Speaking of accents, yes. I think the song Let the Rain Fall Down by Hilary Duff would be beautiful right
you
now.
Know,
we have something on the queue.
We have something on the queue, and it's...
Over.
So, what? It's a bird, it's a plane, it's a firework by Katy Perry.
We hear
hit the track.
Katy Perry.
Next song.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens, but no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you? There's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just on the night, like the 4th of July. Cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show them what you work. Make them go as you shoot.
Shine just on the night, like the 4th of July. Cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show them why you work. Make them go as you shoot across the sky. Baby, you're a firework. Come on, show them why.
Oh, what's she now?
Boom, boom, boom. Even brighter than the moon, moon, moon. It's always been inside of you, you, you. And now it's time to let it through. Cause baby, you're a firework.
Come on, show them
what. Okay.
Show what you're worth.
Make them go
as you shine across the sky.
Firework. Come on, jump, what?
Your words.
Oh, oh, oh.
Oh, yeah. Yodas.
Oh, oh, oh.
Leave them in awe.
Boom, 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 boom.
Even brighter than
even brighter
the moon.
Than the moon.
Jump across that moon.
The cow once did that.
The cat did it.
No, the cow jumped over the moon.
That's you. I was very, like, I'm not playing music.
Lovely statement there.
That means so much to society nowadays. Freeform.
The freeform. Welcome back to Emily and the Gays on 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
Also educational.
Also educational. You cannot forget the educational.
You can never.
It's so important.
You're learning so much tonight.
You learned so much through WMFO. I got it right that time.
Is it a WMFO?
WMFO.
Sandwich.
Our second ad for the night. We are in donation month, whatever that's called.
Yep. So just donate to.
Please donate. So you go to WMFO.org. Org. And. O-R-G, and you, there's an option for listen now and donate now. Do both. Open two tabs, two windows, whatever your preference is.
On Chrome, it's super easy to do that. You just click the link and it should open another window for you.
I use Safari and it's also fun.
Oh, wow. Or if you're really cool, you use Firefox. Like
I don't use Firefox.
Yeah, so is my grandma.
Oh, okay, so...
I use Internet Explorer.
Who uses Internet
Sean,
Explorer?
Sean, do you really... Does Brisbane only have Internet
Brisbane,
Explorer?
No, it's actually different down where I'm from. It's
down
like,
under.
You see, like, Max. It's like... You know how, like, summer's winter there?
Yeah.
It's like, oh Max are PCs. So our Internet Explorer... Internet Explorer.
Winter Explorer.
Winter Explorer is like... Safari.
Oh, so, well, I use Safari.
Really?
But it like
we just went over that.
Yeah,
we did.
I use Safari.
But I think that Chrome is the best.
I like Safari.
So I just checked the time, and I think this is a very important thing to bring up. But Cam, Isaac, and I saw a very interesting art piece tonight.
Sorry, the gays.
Isaac.
The gays. Oh, Isaac. It's okay. Not gay.
And it was a clock made of movies.
That was actually a very great film.
It was really cool.
It meant a lot to me just because, like, as we were discussing earlier, teenage pregnancy.
Right.
And how everybody has their own time. You know what I mean?
Okay.
To get pregnant. Or, like...
Ovulation periods?
You mean, like, schedule?
I was just saying, like, their own shot in life.
Oh, okay.
Because
time. And, like, has their own time in life. To make their own best. And every single one of our listeners tonight should be doing that.
Wow.
I get it.
Thank you.
That's a moment.
Cam should
Good
be
one,
president.
Cam.
I signed that petition.
I signed Michelle Obama's arms for president.
Oh. Yeah.
What?
Nice.
Michelle Obama is really nice.
She does.
Yeah.
We should all aspire to do push-ups like Michelle.
She doesn't just do push-ups. She also does crunches.
Ooh.
Oh, I feel that.
Something we should all aspire to do. Yes, we got another song. It's again karaoke hour. We did look up the lyrics for this one, too.
We don't endorse any candidate.
We do not endorse any candidate, especially because
really
we did not watch the debate.
I endorse Hillary Clinton.
I am a poli sci major.
Okay, so...
I can't endorse anyone under legal obligation.
Oh, perfect. So
I do
did
endorse
not
Hillary
know that
Clinton,
rule.
But I will be singing
As
this song
As a classics
anyway.
Major, I can only vote for Julius Caesar.
That's a good point.
We should totally stab Caesar.
Okay, that we're gonna.
It's a Mean Girls reference.
We're gonna do the song now.
Did Freedom ring?
Freedom's Call.
Freedom's Call.
By USA Freedom Kids. Their debut hit debuted at a Donald Trump rally, so.
The most terrifying thing I've ever witnessed.
It should be playing. It's not playing. 1 second.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no. Oh,
you know,
no.
It just is really upsetting that.
It's just really upset. Accent.
Oh, sorry.
Is this
yes, it's going. Here we go.
It's scurrying.
Cowardice. Are you serious? Apologies for freedom. I can't handle this.
When freedom rings,
answer the call.
On your knees,
stand up tall.
Freedom's on our shoulders.
You say, enemies.
Oh. Freedom. Face the music.
Come on, boys. Take it down.
Oh, this is President Donald Trump.
Yeah, this is problematic. We
Make
should
America
really
America great.
Oh my god, this is a lot. This isn't a good decision.
Look how amazing.
I kind of love this. This song, like, is a good beat.
It does.
Over here.
USA!
Over there.
USA!
Freedom and liberty everywhere.
USA!
Okay. Wait a second.
See, it's not so easy.
But we have to stay tall.
Answer freedom's call.
It's like a little dance break. Emily is getting down.
USA!
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 We're the land of the brave.
USA!
USA!
The stars and stripes are flying.
Let's celebrate our freedom. Inspire proudly freedom to the world. Meritude.
USA.
American pride.
USA.
It's a tune to who we are. Stand up tall. We're the red, white, and blue. Fiercely free, that too. Our colors don't run. No serene. No serene. Oh, right down.
This is when they lift up the girl. They just lift her up. And then they put her back down.
Over here.
USA.
Over there.
USA.
Freedom and liberty everywhere.
USA.
Say, can you see? It's not so easy.
But we have to stand up tall and answer freedom's call.
Yay.
Did that
USA.
Win a Grammy?
The Grammys haven't come out yet. We don't know.
I don't know. I thought it was.
I think he won a Nobel Peace Prize because those just recently came out. So.
Definitely the Nobel.
Do they have a Nobel Prize in music?
I don't think so.
I don't know. Do they even do that anymore? I thought that was like from the 30s.
They still do Nobel Prizes. Someone just won. I don't know who.
Oh.
I think it was those girls that just won.
Yeah. You know, as students, I think that we all should aspire to get Nobel Prizes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in the running right now, so.
Oh.
What did you do?
I wrote a book.
Amazing.
Published. It was slightly erotic, so it's winning the Nobel Peace for erotica.
Okay.
Jumbo. It is. It includes Jumbo, both the innuendo and the non-innuendo.
Oh, yes. Love it. The elephant.
John, of course. John and Isaac, of course, are known for their erotic novel. Jumbo, elephant in my pants.
Wow.
We might do a reading after the next song.
We might. We'll see what happens.
We'll read the room, but...
Well, let's check out the audience, all four of you. I did check. There is four people listening.
Feel free to call in.
Yeah, please call in.
Please call in. Always.
We would love some intrigue.
We would love some callers. So right now we're listening to 4th of July Party. It's a playlist that I played at my pool. Do we have any suggestions?
Can you read me off some options?
Can you play Pretty Girl Rock?
Oh, perfect.
Will you play...
For Hillary.
Yeah. Also, will you play Donald Trump by G-Eazy?
Yes. Is that explicit?
No.
We'll find out.
We're allowed to play explicit music.
We are?
Yeah, it's past 10.
Oh. Next song.
I'm the girl.
I can't believe I remember this song.
Are we karaokeing this one?
Girl.
Okay, that's it. Rock, do the pretty
is
girl.
Rock. Rock. What is happening?
Now, what's your name?
My name is Kerry. I'm so very fly. Oh my, it's a little bit scary. Boys wanna marry.
Love the snaps.
Looking at my dairy. And you can hammer if you touch it. I'm a berry. Pretty as a picture. Sweeter than a swisher. Mad cause I'm cuter than the girl that's with you.
Wait, American
I don't
boy
get
after this.
Talk about it, man, you no. See it.
But if you want, I'll be happy to repeat it.
My name is Kerry. I'm so very fly. Oh my, it's a little bit scary.
Boys wanna marry. Wait, looking at my dairy.
You can tell but if you touch it, I'm a what?
Pretty as a picture.
Sweeter than a swisher. Mad cause I'm cuter than the girl. Pretty girl, rock, rock, rock.
ask him. Get yourself together, don't hate.
Never do it.
Jealousy's the ugliest trait.
Don't ever do it.
I could talk about it cause I know that I'm pretty. And if you know it too, then ladies, sing it with me.
Please call in.
Let's go to Spursus.
I can't.
Oh, that's what's happened. So we're back. The debate happened. I'm on BuzzFeed right now. I'm not reading any articles. I'm only reading the titles. The first one says, Don the Verge. Trump and Clinton clash in nasty second debate. Cool.
Why can't we just all get along?
Oh. I have a good article, which I'm only going to read the title of.
Perfect.
I think it's a nice...
What's the source?
Slate.com.
Okay.
It's a left-leaning newspaper. Online newspaper. Very new age.
Okay.
And the quote is, hero debate questioner Kenneth Bone wins debate by being named Kenneth Bone. So if everyone could quickly look up Kenneth Bone on their chosen device... He's a looker.
Is he? Oh.
Oh. Let me look him up.
His name's also Kenneth Bone, and he had a very good
question.
Question
asker? Yeah, he's a cutie.
He is? Sorry. But he also has...
I'm loving the red zip-up sweater.
Yes, and that's where I would like this discussion to turn to.
What's your favorite sweater?
Oh, Kenneth.
Or what else were you going to say,
no.
Kim?
So I was going to say something so close to that.
Okay.
What's your favorite kind of sweater?
Oh, that's what I was gonna move the question there. Mm. So, who would like to begin?
I love a good J. Crew sweater.
Okay, oh.
That's like fuzzy on the inside.
Okay, okay.
So, quick qualification: do you like a V cut or a
nor,
Taylor cut?
No, Taylor for me.
Mm, okay.
I'm not a V cut kind of guy.
A crew neck.
A crew.
From J.
Crew. Do you row crew?
Yes. I do in the...
That's very Australian
the
of you.
The Brisbane Armada.
Mm-hmm. The Brisbane Regatta.
Regatta.
The Armada.
But we're like also...
Medieval
we're also playing music.
Yes. It's
stuff.
It's lots of fun. Jacob, what's your favorite type of sweater?
I'm really in... Do Patagonia's kind of sweaters?
No.
Yeah. Arguably.
Nor the one you're wearing is... But
okay.
If it's a Patagonia Gucci
because
fleece,
it's a woofle.
Yeah, so yeah. My sweaters are currently back home in Bucks County, and they're going to be brought up by my parents next weekend when they come to visit. So, like, I really don't have... No, I just don't have a lot of perspective on sweaters at the moment because
okay.
I haven't had a lot of experience with them recently.
So, 18 years haven't been long enough? You've decided
no,
your favorite sweater?
Okay.
So, my favorite sweater would be like,
I feel really attacked right now.
Okay.
I would say my favorite sweater is, like, a good form-fitting sweater.
Okay, slim fit.
Not even slim fit. Skin tight.
Skin tight. Okay.
So I'm looking for one that's
painted
like
on.
like so close to it that you wouldn't really know.
But no real paint.
I like to wear around 3 sizes too small.
Okay.
Because then it's just very form-fitting and it shows all of my worst qualities.
Okay, yeah. And is it long enough? Do you get under tummy?
I get a very strong midriff.
Okay, under tum is high.
Where, it's not even under tum. I would say it's like under chest.
Under chest.
So it shows a little bit of under boob.
Oh, ah. Okay.
2016 is the year of under
tum. Under tum. So
and under boob.
Next, we have songs because we are on a radio show. This one is explicit. We are after 10, so it's fine. So it's crazy, crazy stuff happening here at Emily and the Gays at WMFO.
This is a big deal.
It's the big deal.
The real deal. Thank you. American Boy by Kanye West and Estelle.
As an Australian, I wouldn't really understand.
Okay. Right. So we're not completely relatable here.
So it's only 3/4 of the way there, but is that not all the way there?
Emily and Two Gays loves them. So. Yeah,
and that's good enough for us.
Okay, enjoy. Yes.
This is number one champion sound. Yeah, Estelle, we about to get down.
The hottest in the world right now. Just touched down in London town. Gonna give me the band. Gonna put a hand in my hand right now. Gonna be promoting, we need more seats. We just sold out all the floor seats. Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. I really want to come pick it with you. You'll be my American boy.
To the wah-wah now.
He said, hey sister, it's really, really nice to meet ya. I just want this 5'7" guy who's just my type. Like the way he's speaking, his confidence is peaking. Don't like his baggy jeans, but I might like what's underneath them. No, I ain't into MIA. I heard that Cali never rains in New York all the way. Think I'm to the best end. Take you to my bedroom. Like an American boy.
To the wah-wah now.
Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. I really want to come pick it with you. You'll be my American boy.
American boy.
La 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 la. Take me to Broadway.
Let's go shopping, maybe then we'll go to a cafe. Let's go on the subway. Take me to your hood.
All the girls in Brooklyn and I like to see what's good.
Dressed in all your fancy clothes. Sneakers looking fresh to death.
I'm loving those show toes.
Walking that walk. Talk that slick talk.
Whoa.
American boy.
Trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd like to see LA. I really want to come kick it with you.
You'll be my American boy.
Tell a walk, walk, walk.
Till you to the UK. Everybody gonna say UK.
Reluctantly,
cause most of the press don't fuck with me. Instead we get to be cool down, down. No, I'm like a fool, ow, ow. Always like a fool, ow, ow. Ain't nothing new now, now. Be crazy, I know what you're thinking. Rapping, I know what you're drinking. Rap singer, chain banger. Don't let the next chick soon as you're blinking. What's your persona about this Americana? Riding in my shadow. Cause all my clothes designer. Dress on like a London bloke. Before he speak his Snoopy smoke. And he thought this was cute before. Look at this Pico, tell me he's broke. And all that. Love the spirit, I love the spirit. But I still talk that cash.
A lot of wags wanna hear it.
And I feel like Mike is Gladys. Like the pimps and the Gladys. And I know they love it, but I love it, all that rubbish.
Would you be my love? Would you be my love? Would you be mine?
Would you be mine?
Would you be my love? Would you be my American boy?
Be mine.
Be
my American boy.
To go someday. Take me to San Francisco Bay.
American boy.
Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see
LA.
I really want to come pick it with you. You'll be my American boy, American boy. Would you be my American gay?
I don't see sexuality.
Australian gay.
The spectrum.
Yes. Oh, shoot. Hello?
Was my mic off for that mic whole was awful. Song?
Oh,
that is
no.
So rude.
You didn't
say it. That is so not quiche.
Not to be like a beep or anything, but like, don't cross me again.
I promise I won't. So we're back, better than ever. Emily and the Gays. We've officially run out of things to talk about.
No, I have a really good thing to talk about.
Okay. Cam Yam.
Freshmen, when you were seniors in high school,
mm-hmm.
that became hot when they were seniors in high school.
It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy.
It's so weird.
Oh my God.
Like,
so
when you see like year sevens,
and they're going
around,
to all those
like
parties
so
and like.
Just to let the audience know, I just touched my
nose.
Agree
affirmative.
With, where are you from, by the way?
Brisbane.
John's opinion. Very, very factual, true.
Yeah, so it's so weird.
It's just
so
like a
weird.
Fun, and sexy little time.
Exactly, because yes. You see it and you're like, oh, you're a baby to me, but you're also hot as
what scene? Sorry,
is
everything.
I kind of lost track. We're talking about seniors in high school
hotness,
who are hot.
Yes,
this is "Give Me More" by Britney Spears.
I feel like that's what was. Wait, I'm so confused.
That's not what we were talking about. We're talking about that seniors now.
I don't know what's happening. To be honest, I just lost it.
So it was more like a conversation about like. So as sophomores, you saw like the people younger than you.
I get it. Cause okay,
yeah,
now I get
they're
it.
Hot.
And now they're hot. Yeah, that cuts.
All right, now we're on the same page.
Okay,
now we're on the same page.
We're not talking about underage people.
Seniors in high school are technically of age.
I think about people like are freshmen and 18.
So they're juniors now.
Okay.
No, they're not.
Anyway.
They're sophomores now. No, they're not.
I would not hook up with a senior
in
high school, but I'm
so
just
they
saying
were the sophomores
by
when
law
we were
there.
Yes. Yes,
okay.
yes.
It depends on the stage.
Okay, we're going to the next song.
Yeah, we...
Okay, we're going to turn that song off because we're running out of time and we have a lot of things to talk about right now.
We have a special song next.
So, over the break, over our listening to Britney Spears, we thought about Shrek. Classic hit. Great movie.
Classic.
So, this is the Shrektacular Swamp. We're going to give our feelings of Shrek over this. Is it explicit?
So, I like in Shrek
when
they...
Oh, this is uncensored. Is it... Like,
no, it's good.
It's also, good for listening.
It's good for listening after 10.
Should I? Am I?
It's good. Shh, they're going to speak.
What are you doing in my swamp? What?
so lit.
Let's go. I can add to this.
Boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom.
Let's go, Buzz. Let's go, Buzz.
Buzz,
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 Buzz, Buzz, Buzz.
Boom, boom.
Doing in my swamp.
What are you doing in me swamp?
What are you doing in me swamp?
Oh, Shrek is twerking at the moment.
Not to be rude or anything, but what are you doing in my swamp?
Doing
in my swamp.
What are you doing in my swamp?
What are you doing in my swamp? What are you doing in my swamp?
What are you doing in my swamp?
I want
you out of my swamp.
Leave my swamp, please.
Please get out. I pay taxes.
Okay, we're going to stop that.
No.
Wow, that was so fun.
I wanted to reach the climactic ending.
No. So, thanks for tuning in to So Fresh, So Fine with C139. You're listening to 91.5 WFO.
Medford. And West 401.
Medford, Tufts, Freeform
Radio.
And Educational Radio.
And Educational.
Please learn. If you learn something new, watch out for the ladders, the teen pregnancy, and donate to WMFO.
That's, please donate. Please donate.
Please do. Support the staff.
Give money.
Has anyone ever seen that episode of Broad City where the guy, Fred Armiston, doesn't pay them? Okay. I was thinking about money.
To clean their
okay,
house.
Great. Good job. Okay, so this is, speaking of Shrek, because we're definitely just talking about Shrek, here's a hit.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me.
Everyone, let's say bye, and then we'll turn off the mic. So thanks for listening, kids. Please top freeformers.
Please listen to Dana and Cam CM's Tuesdays from 9 to 10.
And PM. Please listen to PM. John Berger. Well, just always. Yeah. Listen to John and Jacob. We love attention.
Yes. What a show. And So Fresh, So Fine with C139, Vitamin G, and Real Deal. Thanks for listening, kids. See you next week.
Never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. And all that glitters is gold. Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on.